This is the Game Buddy Funcast.
That's right, everybody. We are the Game Buddy Funcast. And I'm Sean, of course. And we're here with Adam again.
Hey, how's it going, everyone?
How's it going? Whispering. And today we have the man, the myth, the legend, Sean Piper on our show. Give a big howdy do to Sean Piper. Howdy do.
Hello.
How's it going?
Today, in this segment, I'd like to, you know, maybe do a little shout out to, I don't know, let's talk about, like, obscure characters or characters that are forgotten, anything, you know, that should be brought back in this new generation of games that are about to come out. And even the Wii U, even though it's not, you know, next gen, it's current gen, but it still counts, right? So, let's get this ball rolling. You know, there's a little character that I haven't seen in a while, and the man's name is Bonk, guys. You remember Bonk, don't you? For
oh yeah,
that system he was on.
Well, they were actually making a new Bonk. It was going to be on the Wii. Was it called WiiWare? But they canceled it, and it looked kind of, the concept art for it looked really good, but. Well, yeah, because Hudson went under, so I guess that's probably
and rightfully
happened,
so. So they should be under.
Why? But, he's had the Hudson B.
Dude, no. We look at track record and says that Hudson should have been burned a long time ago.
But the B.
Master Higgins, though, is so lovable, and he could push buttons so fast. But here's the thing, like, who bought those characters? Oh, no. It was it's Konami or Square owns the characters now, I think.
Steve, we could possibly get that then.
We need to have somebody that's, like, just on Wikipedia when we're recording these to be the fact checker. We need to find someone to do that. But I know it's, like, it's
because
one of the
Wikipedia is a good source to check.
It's the best.
It's a great source.
It is the source.
I'm going to start writing random things. Yeah. Hudson Soft was found in the basement of a library in 1816.
Well, how about this? Hudson is now owned by Midway.
Which is also owned by LJN.
Yeah. But yeah, I know it's one of the main Japanese game companies left. They own the characters, so, which means you will never see those characters in anything.
Never.
So sorry.
Why?
Sean. Sorry, pal.
You know, I mean, fine. Let me think of another one then. Since mine obviously doesn't count now, guys, because you're just like, oh no, Bonk would be too. You can't do that. Hudson went under. They're owned by some obscure Japanese company. Well, you know what? Fine. I'll change it over to a little rare game called Battletoads for the NES.
Oh,
we haven't seen those guys in a while.
Yeah, I'd be into that. I think I would actually like to see them do a 3D Battletoads, how that would work. I think it could be cool. Yeah, if it was just like God Hand, but with Battletoads, like I'd be happy. Like really kind of zoomed in, third person, with like crazy combos and stuff. Like that could actually be pretty cool, I think. So I'm good for that. Now that's probably, I don't know if like Rare still owns that. They probably do. So I guess that's Microsoft's.
They don't have our Wikipedia checker, man. So yeah. I'll take it for a grain of salt here,
that.
Folks.
But I think that's a pretty good pick. They could also, if they wanted to, just to play it safe, they could just do, you know, another 2D beat 'em up, you know, but
like a rehash.
Well, I don't know. I mean, in a perfect world, it would be like fresh and new, you know. But
I would only accept that if there was Battletoads and Double Dragon, because that is my earliest recollection of the Battletoads, and it makes my blood happy.
You saw what happened with that Double Dragon remake.
No, we're not talking about that. We're not talking about that.
We're not going to bring that up. Okay, we'll pretend that was never made.
See, I never even played the Double Dragon crossover with the Battletoads because
I didn't. It was awesome.
That was a fun game. Yeah, it really was. It had awesome stuff in it.
So it was like,
amazing.
Did Bimmy and Jimmy, did their fists get really big when they punched too?
I don't remember.
It's been so long since I played, but I don't think so. I think they did their little spin kick. They had their spin
kick. What I loved about Battletoads.
The Battletoads like guys, yeah. Their
hand would just become like the size of their body when they
punch. Or turn into a hammer.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love that. It's good, good.
It's a good game, yeah.
I'm trying to think like what I would like to see. Let me think. Maybe like a Shamu 3, maybe. That would be kind of a nice, you know,
but
kind
it's
of.
It's never going to happen.
Hey, I mean, we're dreaming here, right? Shamu 3. I have to know what happens to Ryo.
You know what they're going to do? They're going to reboot the series first. They'll start all over at 1 again with new HD shiny graphics. Then go through and play 2 again. And then maybe down 10, 13 years down the line, you may get 3 if it doesn't hit another hiatus.
I think that, like, Yu Suzuki should just start a Kickstarter to, like, buy a notebook and just write what was supposed to happen in Shamu 3. And, like, I think I'd be happy with just that. I just want to know what happens. It was such a cliffhanger, the second one. So
does this really make you sad on the inside? Does
it
make you want to cry?
Well, it seems like the last 3 years that he kind of comes out of the woodwork and drops a hint that he may try to raise some money to make Shamu 3, but I don't know. See, I never thought that a new Street Fighter would happen, but that happened, so anything could happen, I guess. You know,
even a new Toe Jam and Earl game?
Hey, there was one on the Xbox.
That doesn't count. That wasn't Toe Jam and Earl.
You know what? I was recently watching some YouTube videos of that, and like visually, it looks pretty cool. I think, like, it didn't look terrible.
I don't know. I just kind of wanted to do like a little retro like redo, you know, kind of like new stuff, obviously. And just kind of have like maybe like 3D-ish, you know, but you know, not so close up on the characters. Kind of plays like the original one did.
Mm-hmm.
Just well, like that. I think that'd be fun.
That was, game was kind of like a weird roguelike in a way, wasn't it? Like, and those are kind of popular now, so. Yeah, I think they could do it. Especially, like, if they, like, I don't know, got some, like, cool, like, rappers to actually make the beats and stuff. That could be really fun.
I don't know that one.
You gotta have the cool beats, right?
Like, if you get, like, Gucci Mane to do, like,
Gucci Mane.
Of the beats, like, you know, and throw a couple verses on it, you know, I think that'd be pretty good. Get Waka on there. If we could just get Gucci and Waka to be the new Toe Jam and Earl, like, it would be
huge. They do the voices, voiceovers.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. Burr! Squad.
Squad.
Have you seen how many like Twitter followers those guys have? That game would be like one of the biggest sellers of the year. They need to do it.
Squad.
Only if they could find a way to turn it into an esport.
Yeah, they could do it. I don't know.
Toe
I
mean, Jam and Earl yeah. esport.
Brick Squad presents Toe Jam and Earl.
We digress. We digress.
You know,
I'm about to
tweet Gucci about this. So,
dude, we'll let him know how it is.
Yeah,
tell him straight up. This is what needs to happen.
We'll even put the little ice cream cone on Toe Jam or Earl's cheek. Earl was the big one, right?
Yeah, Earl's a big one. Toe Jam's one.
That'll be Gucci and Waka will be the little guy. Yeah, I don't know. I think that'd be kind of cool. So just more like Sega stuff, right? Like Sega doesn't really have anything else going for them these days. So
yeah, Jet Grind Radio would be awesome. Like Jet Set Radio, that's the name. I don't know. I digress on my Sega terms, but
yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I think everyone kind of expected them to do something with the PlayStation Move with that series. That could have been kind of cool, but it never happened. Because that was a peripheral no one cared about, and that was a game no one cared about. So,
yeah.
Seems
like there's a lot of not caring going around in the world today, folks. So please be a star, and you know, let's. This is falling flat, I know, but let's care about video games again.
Please,
please,
please.
The more you know.
The more you know. All right. So, if I could have my pick. I feel.
What would it be? I'm enamored.
It has to be Earthworm Jim.
Earthworm Jim.
Earthworm Jim. That
you as a yeah.
Gosh,
I see where that's going,
dude. It would be perfect, and I don't care if it doesn't have to be 3D. It doesn't have to be fancy, but it has to be awesome. And if they screwed that up, I can just kill my little tiny child self. And I would hate the world forever, but that would be my game.
I would actually prefer to see them try to do one of those in 3D. I think that could actually be really cool.
Was there one on the N64? Was it supposed to come out and never came out?
I know they were. I don't know if the 3D one ever did come out, but I want to say that a lot of the creatives behind that were trying to do a Kickstarter. I don't know if it was for a brand new game or a new Earthworm Jim, but I don't know. I think 3D would be really cool.
So when we say you say 3D, are you saying 3D like 100% 3D, or are we saying like a 2D side scroller with 3D elements?
Like 2.5. I guess when I say 3D, I mean like, yeah, like full, like the camera's kind of behind him, you know.
It's like Mario 64.
Yeah. Okay. I guess I would kind of envision that a new Earthworm Jim is like, it's kind of a third person shooter, but it would have all that wacky, like crazy platforming and swinging with the.
I see that as working.
Yeah, I think that would be really cool.
Because that's what I think they were going to try and do with the 64 one that, you know, never came out.
It never came out.
It would almost be kind of like almost like a Ratchet and Clank, but better.
I'm sorry if it did come out. I don't remember. But that'd be awesome. You know, Clay Fighters would be a fun little fighter game. They brought that back.
Oh my God. Yeah, okay, we were having a conversation the other day, me and some other people, and the concept of a new Killer Instinct came out, and that I'm a huge fighter. I love fighting games, and I think a new Killer Instinct would be so amazing.
Well, you heard that's the rumor today.
That's the rumor.
That's one of the new. They said Microsoft came out and said that at E3 there is going to be a game, a rare title that's like beloved. So that narrows it down, right? To
Killer Instincts.
Two games.
That yeah. Banjo, and maybe they think Conker is beloved. I don't know. I never played Conquer. I heard it was good, though.
It was okay.
I heard that the remake
was awful
for the Xbox was good, though, that came packaged in with the crappy, like, multiplayer.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they totally redid the N64 one. And I think that game's actually kind of rare. I'd like to track that down and check that out. Because I do remember seeing, like, pictures of, like, a giant, like, fecal boss that looked really neat. They had, like, corn teeth. Yeah, I always thought that looked kind of neat.
That'd be his jam right there.
That is.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think we saw a lot of characters kind of come back this generation. Like, do you think we'll see more of that this upcoming generation, or what do you think?
I think so. You know what I really like to see, though? Something that's very obscure right now. A Wii U game.
Yeah.
I would love to see that.
Well, Nintendo has all those old characters and stuff that people beg for new games, so I guess they don't really have anything else to do these days other than make them.
I guess they took like that 10-year vacation, and maybe they're finally getting back to starting to make games.
Like, they're probably getting to the point where they're like, Star Fox, yeah, maybe we should make another one that's not terrible.
Maybe.
Like, maybe we should make a proper Star Fox game. So
that would be amazing.
Yeah,
it would be. You know, maybe another, I don't know, maybe get a Rogue Squadron game out there made.
Mm-hmm. That company's like long gone, though, I think, that made
it's
that.
It's not gone, but, you know, I'm pretty sure
somebody has the rights to it.
Well, wait, you're talking about Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's all EA now, so. Sorry,
so it'll be terrible.
Well,
I didn't say that. They're going to come get me.
I guess they'll nickel and dime us for all, like, the ships and everything, but, you know. I guess that's
everything's
okay.
DLC.
Ships are DLC.
I don't think
there's no ships in the game at all. It's just the game itself, and then you have to pay for each ship. League of Legends or something.
One ship. For a dollar, ship for free.
We'll let you fight 10 TIE fighters for a dollar. Yeah. That'd be pretty cool.
Like, EA's a big giant pimp.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, like, I feel like publishers, like, they just don't really put out those kind of flight action games at all anymore, really, with the exception of what's that one that Sony makes that people like? What is it? It's like online centric. I
just thought it was
Starhawk or
game.
Something.
Starhawk, I think. But yeah. There is an amazing game. I thought Crimson Skies for the original Xbox. That game.
Oh, that's so good.
I never played.
Why is there not a sequel to that?
I thought they did make.
Amazing.
I thought they made a sequel that was like early in the gen for 360.
No, they didn't. They didn't? No, they put it on Xbox Live for a bit, the original.
That's probably what I saw.
Xbox
yeah.
originals, but
yeah, I never
did not
played
do a
that.
Remake of the game. The game is amazing.
You know what? Going back to Sega, I want another new Tomcat Alley. Remember Tomcat Alley?
I never played it.
That was like that Sega CD FMV, like Top Gun ripoff, and it was amazing. It was really good. It had the principal from the Back to the Future movies, the bald guy with the pointy nose. He was like your boss in it. He was always giving you your missions, and it was cool. I'd play a new one for sure, especially if it was FMV.
All right, since you bring up FMV, I really, really want a new, like an old school full motion video game.
I want a new
what it is.
A new sewer shark is what you want.
There we go.
Yeah, I want a new sewer shark, and I want them to find that guy that played the mean guy that always called you dog meat. Who's probably like 60 something now, and like I just want him to dig him up and be like,
he's
"Hey,
like, he's like on oxygen and in a wheelchair." Like,
yeah. Hey, remember that thing you did where it was like a game? What are you talking about? Oh, that video picture game thing. Oh yeah. Yeah.
The moving pictures.
Yeah, we're making another one. So and we're gonna give you about like $1,000.
$1,000.
Yeah, you're gonna be able to. Good news, you're gonna be able to pay for your meds this month. Yeah. I'd be into that. That'd be awesome. All right. Hey, I don't know if you guys watched the Microsoft Xbox One reveal event today, but they did announce
a special on it, dude.
They did announce a new FMV game, which is kind of cool, I guess.
Was it FMV or was it just that one scene?
Well, it looks like the Remedy. It's what's it called?
Quantum Break. Quantum Leap.
Break. Yeah,
Quantum Break.
It looks close. I thought they were kind of alluding that it was like partially FMV, kind of like how Alan Wake was. So I don't know.
It looked cool. They're smashing boats into things and
be into it. I mean,
blowing stuff up and bullet time. Bullet time's going to be in it, folks. I'm calling it now.
Bullet time should be in every game. I don't care what it is. It could be like a little kids game
Super Mario Brothers
or something like that. Super Mario Bros. Needs bullet time. There we go.
Bullet time.
Well, they could make a whole game based around bullet time, starring Bullet Bill.
Bullet Bill.
That one's free. That one's free, Nintendo. They'll let you have that one if you give me a free copy of it.
Ka-ching.
Bullet Bill time. Bullet Bill's party time. That's what you call it.
Cool thing.
I'm going to have to throw together the game design doc later. It actually sounds kind of fun. I mean, could you imagine like a bunch of bullet bills and like you could unlock like hats and little afros for them and be cool.
Clown items.
Yeah. Make it a light gun game.
Like make it like a downloadable game, obviously. This will be downloadable. No, Nintendo's track
record. It's Nintendo. It's going to be $40. Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to buy it in stores.
It'll take 20 minutes to beat it.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
Video games.
Video games and stuff, guys. Yeah. What about Star Tropics? We haven't heard anything from them for a while.
Star Tropics.
Nintendo. Yeah. That game was fun. You had a yo-yo. Yo-yo as a weapon.
Did that come out in America? I never played that.
It was really hard to come by.
It was Super Nintendo?
No, Nintendo. NES. Dropping stuff.
No joke.
That's just me. I dropped the ball again, guys. But yeah, that was a really good game. Fun little RPG, you know, actiony, jumping things, went to like different stuff. It was pretty cool.
I know that's one. That seems like that's one you always see on message boards where people are whenever Nintendo says that they have a surprise announcement, everyone's always like, "Oh, it's going to be Star Tropics."
And it never is.
No.
Never. That game was super frustrating as like a 5-year-old.
It's like they haven't even made a new Star Fox yet. What makes sense? Think they're going to go that deep into the catalog, you know?
Flipping over
rocks. There's not even another Mario out yet. Besides, there's not another 3D Mario yet. Yeah, they're not going to go that far.
That's the thing about Nintendo. They're in such a kind of a crappy position with that system that it's like, why not just go all out and make those crazy-ass games, you know?
What do they have to lose?
Yeah, I mean they're good. I mean they're still sitting on that Wii and DS money. They can do whatever they want. I mean obviously they can do whatever they want. They've been doing whatever they want, which is nothing.
Taking a 10-year vacation.
Sing.
Well, they're up in the shores of Okinawa, just chilling in the sun, catching those rays.
Yeah. See when Iwata does those.
With her fist.
When Iwata does those Nintendo Directs, he actually has to put makeup to make him lighter because he's so tan from just being on vacation for like 3 years.
Just hanging out.
Just
hanging out, man. Breaking ice in Okinawa, you know? Karate Kid.
Do you guys see that as this is Nintendo's last foray into the console and they're going to fall apart like Sega did and just go back to doing straight software?
They'll always have their handhelds that will keep them afloat, I think, in Pokemon. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Like, they have so much pride, I think, that I could see them doing another console, like a big, you know, a TV console. But like,
care. They just start dumping money into it because that's what they do, and they don't care.
I just don't think that they know how or even care to know how to compete with a media box, like an Xbox or a PlayStation. So I don't know, man. It could be their last, like, big screen console.
Not going to be, though. It can't be. What am I going to do? Fingers.
Well, you'll just have to play games on their crappy handheld systems, which I own, so I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah, dude, the 3DS is awesome.
It's terrible hardware, though, guys, and you know it. That screen looks terrible. Come on, guys. It's so low resolution. It's not multi-touch.
It's Nintendo. It's not supposed to be 3D and awesome.
Yeah, but it's not cheap, 3D, though. Like, if it was,
it's really 3D, guys. It has 3D.
Yeah, I know. Look, it's really 3D. But
real talk, guys. And I own one, so I'm allowed to hate. But that thing is overpriced for what it is. The tech is so old. It's so like low $40. Resolution. What?
Isn't it like $40? Like the system. It's like dirt cheap.
It's like $200.
That thing should cost $100 for what it is.
$100.
It's junk. It's outdated junk, and you guys know it.
Well, outdated? When did it come out? Like a year ago?
Adam.
What? Oh, this is
winning
good.
Right now. This is good radio. Vita winning? Huh? Is the Vita winning? Or is the 3DS winning?
No.
I think the 3DS is still winning, folks.
That doesn't mean Vita anything, though. No,
Vita is the Vita handheld. It's the Nintendo Wii of... So you know, of handhelds.
Yeah, but here's the thing. At least they can say that it's good technology, though. And it's actually irresponsibly good because they knew no one was going to buy that piece of crap, even though it's not a piece of crap.
Why release it then?
I don't know, but at least it looks good. I mean, the screen on a Vita looks amazing. It's got like multi-touch on the front and the back. Like,
yeah,
that's pretty cool, man. I mean, like Nintendo, that should have been Nintendo's. That's what the 3DS should have been, I think. But
well, that's what their next one. Whatever. They're always a generation behind. They'll get that on the next one, dude. Calm down.
Yeah. Hey, I'm calm, man. I own one, like I said. But it's not very good hardware, and it's uncomfortable for my hands, I think. That's my opinion.
I really think it's the Nintendo mentality of screw everyone else and your fancy graphics. We're going to make high-quality games. Who cares?
Right.
And that's been Nintendo's thing forever. I mean, I guess
my argument is like it's 2013 and you can have both of those things and it's not that big of a deal to do that, I guess. Like they could have had a higher resolution screen, you know, and it would have costed them like a couple extra bucks probably, you know.
Right.
But they're just like a very conservative Japanese company and that's part of what makes them what they are, you know. So, I don't know. I just, you know, I wish they'd just make a new Game Boy that didn't really have any touch.
Like a black and white Game Boy?
Well, no.
Monochrome.
I want like a single, I just want a new Nintendo handheld that's one screen. I think that'd be really cool. Just kind of take it back and call it Game Boy, like a new Game Boy.
Yeah, bring the Game Boy name back.
Like, I want that branding back. I think that would be cool. I don't know what they call it, but I'd buy it.
Game Boy.
Yeah, just
call it Game Boy after all these years.
Game Boy.
Hey, make it
Game Boy 2.0.
Like make it
Game Boy U. There we go.
Or you know, like they've been talking about like a Nintendo phone for years. Like maybe just call that their phone the Game Boy.
But I don't think Nintendo I don't think Nintendo has the appropriate mentality to do anything mobile. I don't think that'll ever come to fruition.
Well, I think they could definitely partner with someone to make one.
But you think Nintendo could actually stomach allowing content to sell for a dollar or two?
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, it's that's the thing. Like,
every game, whether it's like takes 5 minutes to play it or you can beat it in 8 years, it's still going to be $40.
True. I think they could stomach making games, little mini games, like packaging any WarioWare-like game and selling it for like $5. I think they could probably stomach that.
So the entire library would just be WarioWare games then. Or like,
I mean, they are the king of micro games.
Oh, talk about your virtual console on there too. They got to put the virtual console on there.
Yeah, they let those games go for pretty cheap, don't they?
50 cents, right?
And I could do that. I would totally pay for a platform that's all it was just virtual console.
Well, there you go. That they could do that. The Nintendo phone could just have like old games on it, you know. And I think that would be
take
successful.
My money.
Yeah,
give it to me.
I think that'd be a pretty fun idea, guys. Let's get a little bit back on topic. We got a little bit off there, you know. Our Nintendo hit is strong tonight. Nintendo hit is strong. I think we should really be pointing the finger at another direction, but Nintendo hit is strong. All right, back on subject. So, obscure characters. Booger Man. How about it? Yay or nay?
I don't even remember who made Booger Man.
I think the guys that made Earthworm Jim. The same guys that made Earthworm Jim, I think.
No, there's no way it was the same team. No way. It was totally different art style.
I think it was. I don't know.
They were like in a game together, weren't they?
They were in Clay Fighters together.
Yeah. How about Primal Rage? Maybe Primal Rage 2 will finally come out.
Oh, that game was so frustrating.
I was not tickled impressed by that game. I disliked it so
Wait, you didn't like Primal Rage when you were a kid? How could you not like that?
I hated Primal Rage.
What?
Was stupid.
I liked it more than
stupid,
Mortal
Adam.
Kombat.
No, it was stupid.
More than Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Hey, look, this is the thing. Here's the thing. Right. I always liked the stop motion characters in Mortal Kombat like the best. Mm-hmm. And Primal Rage was just a fighting game where it was nothing but those, and I thought that was cool. And it had dinosaurs.
Still saying stupid.
And it had a hot pink gorilla that like pissed acid. I thought that was cool.
Wasn't there two gorillas? Wasn't there a frosty one?
There's Blizzard.
Yeah, there's a frosty one, yeah.
Blizzard, and I think his name was Pee Pants.
Pee Pants. The...
God. I don't remember the. I don't
Somebody
remember
put
the
on,
hot pink
where's
one.
Our Wikipedia guy? Oh, yeah, we don't have one yet. But when he gets here. When
should
we
I
get
Wikipedia
one,
Pee Pants?
Pee Pants. Pee Pee Pants.
What did he say? He was in Primal Rage. Make sure you put that down.
Pee Pants, Primal Rage.
That game was just so like, man, it was so juicy. Like when you like hit or bit someone on that, it just had like such a satisfying like crunch to it that I thought was cool.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the game, but
and,
you're
I
wrong.
Mean, come on, man. Those graphics were amazing for back then. Like that stop motion stuff.
You know, they had that in a game called Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, but it wasn't the whole game though. And their animation was a lot smoother on the Primal Rage.
P-Pants was actually called Chaos.
Chaos, okay.
P-Pants.
The God
okay.
of Decay. I was close.
Change that name. That's wrong. His name was
I think in the Japanese...
I will edit Wikipedia to reflect P-Pants.
P-Pants. In the Japanese version, his name was P-Pants, I think.
Speaking of P-Pants, guys, I'll be right back. You guys just spitball, do stuff, make stuff interesting.
Are you taking a break in the middle of the taping?
I gotta... Dude... I've been pounding water today.
We've only got like 5 more minutes, man. Oh my god. That's cool, whatever. Go ahead. Go ahead, Pee Pants.
Why do you gotta do this to me?
We're keeping this in the show.
Maybe. I know we're keeping this in the show, but you know.
Pee Pee Pants.
Still.
All right,
not
go ahead.
Pee Pants.
And I think Chaos was the pink one, and he was like slightly shorter than Blizzard.
He actually pink?
I think he was like, I remember him being pink. Let me look it up. Primal Rage. He was like a red, kind of a reddish.
I would go with red. I wouldn't call him pink.
I don't know why I remembered him being pink. I think there was a palette swap, though, where he was pink. I probably already picked that.
Quite possibly.
So you say you're a big fighter?
I do. I
you like the 2D fighters?
Yeah, totally.
I used to really be into them, but I got really big into Street Fighter 4 when that came out. And then Everyone got better at it than me, and then I was like, fuck fighting games.
I'm done with this game.
Yeah, but it was so fun. Like, that's probably like my favorite game of this gen. I had like, I was just like so excited, you know, leading up to the release, and it was fun. Made me feel like a kid again, you know?
It was a good game. I liked it.
The graphics were amazing. Like, it was fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah, it was, definitely.
Definitely.
I have no idea what you said, but I'm sure it was a lot of fun.
We were talking about Street Fighter 4.
Oh, yeah, the game was amazing. Fun game. I just, like I said, I told the story many times, you know, but I don't want to say it again.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to our previous episodes at Podomatic and find out my story of Street Fighter 4.
I think my real big, my fighting games that I really, like Tekken 3 was like what really got me like super hooked on fighting games. And I loved it. And then I think probably my next favorite would be like Dead or Alive 4.
Yeah, those were good. Tekken 3, I remember skipping school so that I could like play my copy of the PlayStation 1 Tekken 3.
Dude, it was, I spent all my money when my mom was at the bowling alley. I'd go with her and I would kick some butt in some Tekken 3.
I actually got
bowling. Nobody bowls anymore. I just play Tekken 3.
I actually got I got a job bagging groceries so that I can buy Tekken 3 on PlayStation.
Like specifically, you got a job just to buy Tekken 3?
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
Did you quit after you bought Tekken 3?
Heck no, because like once I had enough money to get a PlayStation and like buy any game I wanted, I was like, man, this is kind of cool the way like, you know, working and capitalism works. I think I'll keep this. So yeah, it was good. That game was like almost like arcade perfect.
No, totally.
Almost.
Oh, yeah,
I think the
yeah.
only thing that they did was they flattened the backgrounds a little bit, but the character models were, I think, the same.
They put Gon in there, guys. Come on, Gon.
Gon. Oh man, like, does he count? Gon. I wish they would make a new Gon video game.
Better than Primal Rage. Better than Primal Rage, right there, because that dinosaur farted.
I don't remember him being gaseous. Remember that.
He had a gaseous move.
Pee pants.
Yeah. You know what? I always wondered why. They never put him in a Sonic game because he always seemed like he would fit in the Sonic universe. Gone?
Yeah, I can agree with you there.
You know, I actually have some Gone books around here somewhere, like the mangas. They're pretty good. There's like absolutely no text or story. It's all just like told through visuals. It's usually every issue is usually just him like beating the crap out of any other monster or any other animal that's like in the forest. Kind of funny.
I'd watch that. All right. Anyway. Not ready to wrap it up, but I have one final thought for everybody. One final thought. How about a Chop Chop Onion game from perhaps Brother Rapper? Chop Chop Onion only. To spam him about kicking and punching. It's kind of like this like beat 'em up game.
Well, it has to be a rhythm game, right?
It's a rhythm game, but you do it like you beat people up in the rhythm.
So it's like a rhythm fighter.
That's actually really cool. Like, and you know what? No motion controls. We don't need those.
You got to press triangle, circle, square.
Yeah, X, I think that could be really cool.
L1.
That's actually like a really good idea. Like, play that.
I'll play that on a tablet.
Ooh, yeah, that would work really good. Well, I guess it would be on Vita since it's Sony. But, yeah, that would be really cool. Oh, you could almost make it like you're like the camera's behind him like Punch-Out. So it would be like a Kung Fu Punch-Out, but it's even more rhythm-based.
And there's like rap in it, too. You got to have the rap in it in every level, you know, obviously. Yeah. You know, it's changed it up a bit.
Like what rapper would we hire, though, to like help with it?
Future.
I'll go 5% over there.
Future's pretty good. We could put Future in there, maybe.
Well, he's in every other thing that you could possibly hear right now, so
why maybe not? Some Snoop Lion.
Snoop Lion.
Well, he already has a video game. It just came out a couple weeks ago. It doesn't look that good. Have you seen it?
It's pretty much the same thing we're talking about, but you know, ours is 10 times better because we have Chop Chop Onion instead of randomguy.com.
Maybe we could just get like we could get T-Pain.
Smoking it up.
T-Pain's not really doing a lot these days. Like, he could do it.
Dude, he's making apps for the phone.
Yeah, I actually have it. I have the T-Pain app. It's really fun.
I do, too.
Auto-tune thing. I got some pretty good demos on that thing.
You need to send them out.
Yeah. I kind of feel like it's so old, though. Like, that's like 5 years old now, isn't it? The whole auto-tune thing. I feel like, I don't know, an old man if I do that.
You feel old?
Yeah, I mean, that was like 2007, wasn't it?
So like 2008, really guys. Come on. 2008. People are still saying that, right? Or is that so 2008?
I think one person said that.
I think I'm putting a conundrum right here.
Well, that was your that was in reference to 2008. So, yeah, that's like
it was like Black Eyed Peas, right?
I think so.
Fergie said that, yeah.
How's her career these days?
I think she's dead.
Oh, she's dead?
I think so.
Well, that's a shame because I was going to propose a new Space Channel 5 with her in it. But scratch that.
They could always dig her up.
Yeah. Might as well just like dig up MJ too.
Guess you can get Nicki Minaj to do it.
Yeah, I'd play that.
Oh, God.
Especially if it was third person and the camera was always from behind.
Oh.
She'll have such interesting faces. You know, you got to show her face because she'll have such interesting faces.
It'll be
faces
like,
in it.
Well, the camera's behind her, but it's like Doom where you could see by her health her face, and her face will react to being hit. So you get the whole package.
Oh, okay.
Can I leave that part of the package out?
Yeah, there you go.
I want to return that part.
We had such good ideas here on this, Sammy guys, but I think this is going to lead us into our first commercial break. I'd like to thank Piper over here, our new boss, I'd like to hope, you know, from Gaming with Scissors to be on our show. Might do a little bit of reviews and stuff, but we'll get into that later on. We're about ready to close out the episode for our video picture guys come on and do their thing.
Hi, I'm Eric from Let's Get Corporation. Do you like games? Of course you do. Everybody does. But don't you hate how badly you smell after playing for days on end without stopping? No? Well, everyone around you does, so it's time to wash your damn clothes. I can hear you saying, but Eric, I can't stop playing games to wash my clothes because then I'd have to stop playing games to wash my clothes. Well, not anymore. Introducing Time Traveler 2, the only arcade cabinet that actually doubles as a washing machine. We've taken the simple washing machine design from the first Time Traveler game and turned it into a functioning washing machine and arcade cabinet. Whisk your dirty clothes back in time to when they were clean with Time Traveler 2. Good, clean fun.
And welcome back, guys, to the Game Buddy Funcast. So, you know, Adam, you know what I really think we should be talking about right now?
What's that?
You know, it seems like we already talked about the most underrated, unappreciated games that should make a comeback, right? What if we go the opposite spectrum, most overrated character and gaming franchise? That'd be fun, right?
Yeah, so do you mean like games that you just don't really need to see any more sequels to ever again, or just at least not for the next generation, maybe?
Just don't see them anymore. They're bad. They're overrated. You don't need them. I mean, why? Why do they exist, okay, you know?
All right, so what are you thinking?
First things first, that dog from Call of Duty, the new one, he's already overrated. Game's not even out yet. This dog's overrated. People are like, oh, the dog. He's going to be your best buddy. It's a dog, people. Get over it. He's going to die at the end anyway, so.
Yeah, hey. But that, look, sir, that dog is a hero, okay?
You know who's also a hero? Freaking probably the main protagonist in the game. He probably does something sacrificial and stuff. He gets blown around for 2 hours. What's the dog do? Just sniffs out people and barks.
Yeah, but you have any idea how painful it is, though, when you're a dog and you have hearing that sensitive to, you know, have a bomb go off by you? It's probably terrifying. But I don't know. Well, I'm not going to say anything about that dog because I think he looks cool and I haven't played it yet. Dog's and you haven't die. Either, sir, because I don't think
he's
it's
already
out.
Overrated. The game's he's just overrated.
Well, see, here's the difference, though, between me and everyone else that's talking about that dog. I actually think he's cool, and I feel like everyone else is just kind of making fun of the they're killing two birds with one stone. They're making fun of the series Call of Duty, and they're making fun of the Microsoft Xbox One press conference. So That's my stance on that.
Okay, sir. All right, sir. if the dog's not – what is overrated if the dog's not overrated? Explain to me. Explain to me what's overrated. Let's do this.
Oh, man. I'm almost afraid to do this segment, Sean, because I feel like I'm going to say a game series that is so beloved that anyone that's listening to the show
will hit unsubscribe. No, just go and dumb it out. Let it out.
Half-Life. Half-Life.
Half-Life's overrated.
Especially Half-Life 2. Never really got into it.
Explain why it's overrated. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty on this.
See, this is so hard because to me it's overrated. To me, I don't really dig it, but is it really overrated? I mean, I don't know. Like I said, to me it is. I don't really think it's that interesting. I think it's really boring.
It's a boring first-person shooter then.
Yeah, but it does do interesting things with the story and the characters. That's cool, but I don't know. It's just not very fun to me. I don't think it's that great.
Really can't say much because I never played the game.
So I don't. I kind of feel overrated. Like I feel like just about everything that Valve has done is overrated, with the exception of Portal.
There we go.
And Portal 2. I think those are great. But their stuff is just I don't get it. It's cool. I understand there's quality there, but I think it's kind of overrated.
Kind of overrated. So all right then. Left 4 Dead was definitely overrated. I'll continue your point, sir, because Left 4 Dead was the most overrated game. Well, 4-player co-op. Oh, zombies. You know, that's a match made for heaven.
I mean, they were really in the right place at the right time with that, but it just seems so slippery, that game. Like, you were just chasing, like, a greasy pig through a mud hole with that game all the time.
I was not a fan of that game one bit. Never a fan. But anyways, what else? Let's see. We got ourselves that motivating Cogs of Battle. I don't think we should ever see that game again.
Cogs of Battle?
Never see that game again.
Or as it's called in America.
Yeah, Cogs of Battle. Never want to see that game again.
See, a lot of people don't know this. In the Midwest, for whatever reason, it's called Cogs of Battle. But I think the rest of the country and the world, it's called Gears of War. But, I don't know.
I never knew that. That's all always called Cogs of Battle here.
Well, yeah. Let's get into that. Overrated. I don't know. Like, I kind of feel like that game is.
Yes, because it's just one giant. It's just one giant bro movie that I can pay $10 to go see in theater or watch it on Netflix. I can watch The Expendables on Netflix. Same thing. Big muscular guys.
Don't you dare compare it to
freaking
a Stallone movie
killing aliens?
Because it's not. It doesn't have half of the bromance. The bro power that you'll find in a Sylvester Stallone directed movie. But, here's the thing though. I kind of feel like Gears of War has really kind of fell out of favor with a lot of people though. So that's the only reason I don't know if I would call it overrated. I know the first one was a smash hit. I thought the first one was very overrated, even though it was groundbreaking at the time. It still is like a really, really pretty game. And it's how many years old? 7 years old. I really, really enjoyed the second one, which a lot of people don't like. I thought the second one was the best one. I really liked the second one. 3, I did not care for at all. And apparently the newest one didn't seem to really set the world on fire. What was that? Judgment? Just came out,
three months ago.
And apparently it was very underwhelming. Apparently the multiplayer was kind of bare bones, and so I don't know. I guess it's overrated. I mean, the characters are pretty ridiculous in that game. I mean, they look
they are.
Everyone looks like Clayface
that
universe.
This is a giant bro movie, like big muscles, big guns, right. Chainsaw for the hell of it. Let's put a chainsaw on our gun, folks.
I do like the chainsaw bayonet. I think that's a cool idea. Here's the thing. Like, I love, like, really cheesy, beefy, like, 80s machismo stuff. But the way they went about that with Gears of War, it's just really gross. And it's like the modern take on that. And it's nasty. I don't like it. But and it's just really humorless, too. Which is funny because I think they really did try to have humor in those games, but it just totally falls flat, at least for me.
Yeah. Well, so yeah, Adam, what game? What other game or character would you say is overrated? Because I got a couple more down my.
Mind, I have. You know,
we'll shift this over to you.
Pretty much any Rockstar game, I would say, is overrated.
Why?
Any Rockstar game, maybe with the exception of the Red Dead Redemption, which I thought was really good.
That was an amazing game.
Especially
Cowboy.
The Grand Theft Auto games are. They're pretty overrated.
They have such
a
good story, though. Why could you? How are they overrated?
I don't know. Like, they always do interesting things with the story, but for every good story beat, there's like 10 terrible side, quests or whatever that are just completely ridiculous and horribly written. Here's the thing: like, the games, they were revolutionary. Well, three was. With the whole open world thing, but those games have always had the worst shooting on them. And you shoot people like 90% of the time you're shooting people. Well, no, 50%. Then the other 50% you're driving. But the shooting has always been so bad in those. And they're kind of shooters when you think about it. I mean, you think about how many times you shoot a person, you shoot a prostitute or something in those games. I never understood how they were. People always kind of gave them a free pass on how terrible the gameplay was in those.
Gameplay was always amazing, though. What are you talking about? It was just fun.
I think Rockstar make a really good case that you can have shitty game mechanics, but still, if the idea is there, you can have fun with crappy mechanics. But just everything about them, they always feel off. Like, just walking around or running around, it's just like always just has like a really weird friction to it it's really wonkiness to it. And the way the cars handle and it's not for me. I always thought it was very poor.
It's a poor man's game.
It's overrated. And you know, like, just because I say something's overrated doesn't mean it's not good, you know? It's like all these games we've mentioned so far, I think they're technically good games, but
they're overrated. Just a little bit. But anyways, Sonic the Hedgehog's overrated.
Is he? I don't know. I want to say yes.
Sonic the Hedgehog done for me lately? Yeah, he got some awesome kick-ass games back for the Sega Genesis.
That's a good game.
One good game for the Dreamcast.
Here's the thing.
This is downhill. Brother.
I think this is a good choice because looking back, man, we're just like just pissing all the fanboys off today.
I know, that's my whole goal.
I mean, we're going after all the sacred cows. But I fell in love with the first Sonic, of course. Sonic 2, I thought was the best. It was my favorite. But after that, like, I didn't care for the third one at all.
I didn't like Sonic and Knuckles.
So
Knuckles ruined the series. So says Adam.
Let's see. When did I come back in on a Sonic? Well, yeah, that would have been Sonic Dreamcast. Adventure, which I love that game. Like, don't get me wrong. That's one of those games that was at the time just totally blew my mind and I'll always be nostalgic for it. But that it's not a great game by any stretch of the imagination. Like, mechanically, it's pretty bad. Like, the camera was really, really, really chunky, and I don't know. It had problems, you know, mechanically.
Yeah, I recently started playing that again. It's like, wow.
But it had great music, great graphics.
Great. For the time.
It had good atmosphere, too. Just walking around that, like, little downtown resort was, like, with all those guitars just kind of playing in the background. Like, that was all great, but...
Let's look at some, like, Sonic's track record, though, after the adventure games. You got Sonic Heroes, bad game, very bad game.
I remember kind of enjoying that one.
I did not enjoy that game. I thought it'd be so much better than I played it, and I was just talking about it on Twitter today. It's like, that game's horrible.
No. I just remember borrowing it from someone and being like, yeah, this isn't too bad. I was playing like on the first Xbox. You like what I did there? The first Xbox. You have to say that now.
Not Xbox One. It was the first Xbox.
Well, here, let me say this much about the recent Sonic games. The ones that aren't absolutely terrible are very overrated, because I kind of feel like the Sonic games were so bad that when they finally made a couple that weren't terrible, people automatically were like, well, it's a good game because it's Sonic and it's not absolutely terrible.
It's not terrible. It's not terrible.
There's now I shouldn't talk for Sonic Colors because I never played Sonic Colors, the Wii one.
Yeah,
never played. Apparently it's really good. It didn't look that interesting to me. I thought I played Sonic Generations. Incredibly overrated for what it was, I thought.
Yeah, it wasn't nothing. Yeah. Right. I mean, it had that nostalgia factor. I think that's what really kicked it off right there.
Yeah. It just looks so bad, though. Like, I hate the way that Sonic engine looks now. Like, the lighting just seems really off. Everything looks like it's, like, bathed in, like, a green light. And it's not smooth. And I don't know. I kind of want a Sonic game to be, like, silky smooth, you know?
I know it's one all about game that speed. You think is really overrated, though, Adam. I know one that you think is really overrated in the series. Let me just guess this real quick. Mario Kart.
Absolutely, yeah. Definitely overrated.
Called it, folks.
Yeah.
Knew that.
And I'm only speaking for the most recent ones. Because, I mean, when that came out, it was cool, you know.
When do you say they turned hell? When did it go bad?
Well, I think it's just when they just started remaking each game, it seems like it just, who cares, you know? I don't know. Everyone's going to hate us now after this episode.
It's okay. I mean, better have people hate us than like us, right?
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, Mario Kart, like, you play all of them, right?
I play all of them. I don't think they're overrated. I think they're good games. Each one adds a little something new to it, like Double Dash had the twin carts, and among other things.
You see, know? I never played that GameCube one, but that one actually seemed like it was different because it had the little car, sidecar, right?
Yeah, the back car or whatever.
That seemed like that was good. You know, is it – what about the arcade Mario Kart? Have you played that one?
Yeah, I played the arcade once.
That one's really good. That's never been released, has it?
Not on console or anything, no.
So it's a totally unique.
It's made by Namco. It's made by a Namco.
Right. I don't know why. I always assumed that it was kind of based on the GameCube one.
No, it's its own little thing. It's a fun game.
I do like that one, but you know, it's in an arcade and you're in a little car, so it makes it a little bit more fun. But the graphics are really good on that one too.
Yeah, they are. And so it's Namco.
I just wonder, you know what? Maybe the Wii U one could get me excited for that series again, because it'll probably have pretty good graphics. I would imagine
pretty good graphics, new functions. I mean, also E3. We'll find out. We'll see what
that'll
they do.
Definitely be at E3, right? I think they already said it.
They already announced that they'll be at E3.
All right, let me throw this one out. Assassin's Creed. Oh, I think those are overrated.
Think those are overrated? Well, yes, they are, folks. Sorry for hurting anybody's feelings here, but
because I mean, let's face it. The first one was kind of a bad game, even though it was a neat game.
It was innovative.
It had neat ideas and it had a great setting, but the game kind of sucked. And two seemed like they finally kind of arrived at what they were wanting to do, but it seems like the case with the first one, there wasn't really enough stuff in it, and the second one had too much stuff in it for my taste. So,
and then they started doing the yearly releases.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm sorry, this is not that good of
a game. It's not that good of a game, folks.
Yeah, to merit a new one every year, you know? I'm tired of just looking at the boxes when I go into the store of that series. I don't care anymore.
Just don't care. And it's like, and there's, like I said, I can't believe it's already going to be a fourth one out. And not that's it. It's nail in the coffin right there of overratedness right there.
You know, you know what I could tell you that's overrated and it's not even out yet?
What's that?
Is Watch Dogs.
I think Watch Dogs is going to be overrated. That's why I got so much hype about it.
It's Assassin's. All it is Assassin's Creed, but a futuristic one in Chicago.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, everyone seems to be so excited about being able to like
I thought it was cool in the trailer. Don't get me wrong. I thought it was a pretty cool trailer.
Like, you can hack a street light to cause a pileup. It's like, well, I don't – that's cool, but how many times is that going to be fun? You know? I don't know. And this is a hater cast.
It's a wait-and-see thing for me because I thought the trailer looked pretty cool for it.
You know what? Like,
I was pretty amped up after E3 last year.
I'm going to use my 6-inch voice. I just don't really like Ubisoft games unless it's Rayman. I don't know what it is about their stuff. I just – I don't like it. I think they're overrated. I don't even know if they are overrated because I don't really think anyone plays their games outside of Assassin's Creed. I think that's literally the only thing propping that company up.
Well, the Tom Clancy stuff, like you got Splinter Cell and all that.
Who plays the Tom Clancy stuff now? Everyone's playing Battlefield or Call of Duty. I mean, I don't know. I guess I'd like to see some numbers on that, but Tom Clancy seems kind of irrelevant in the game realm.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
I was never really a fan of those games.
Oh, I know what they make that makes money. What's it called? Let's Dance.
The Let's Dance games. Yeah.
Those
teenage girls getting in on that.
But now that no one buys Nintendo systems, I don't know is that irrelevant now? Or are people still buying the annual Let's Dance games for their Wii, for the first Wii?
Probably still buying the ones for the first Wii because nobody has a Wii U.
Yeah. You know what? I seriously wouldn't be surprised if that was the case, if people buy everyone every year for the new songs and stuff. Have you ever seen that game? Overrated. Definitely overrated.
Definitely overrated.
I mean, it's like a really...
It's got that teenage girl sheen on it, though.
Yeah,
man.
But it's
teenage
like...
girls eat that stuff up.
It's so poor. Like, it's this junk. Like, it looks terrible. It looks like something that we could, like, look at an After Effects YouTube tutorial and make, like, in an evening. This looks really tacky.
So we can make that game?
It looks like a crummy... iPod commercial from 2007.
It does. Yeah. Exactly. That's what I thought when I first saw it. It's just like iPod commercials. Yeah.
And I don't even know how it works. I've just watched people play it. It's like you're just shaking the remote, I guess, right?
Yeah, you're just like waggling remotes in different directions, moving your hands, flailing your arms like a little...
Hey, you know, while we're at it, you know what else is overrated? The Kinect dancing game. What's it called? Harmonix made it.
Yeah,
Dance Central. Yeah, I hated it. And it seemed like it seemed like it worked. Yeah. It worked exactly. Like, why would you want to do that in your front room? That's depressing. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But it was it seemed to work really well though.
It did.
Like actually did kind of work. And it looked good.
My brother jammed out on that game, but not me. It's like no.
Playing it and just getting really depressed after that. Like, I'm all sweaty and I just made a fool of myself. And I was like, why? I don't want to do this with my video game console. You know? I don't know.
I feel you there. The whole Kinect was overrated. I mean, if you want to really go into it.
That's another case, though, where I feel like I don't even want to call it overrated because anyone that mattered – called BS on it like very swiftly after it came out.
Very true.
Yeah.
First Fable was overrated. Very first Fable game.
Mm. Yeah.
There was a lot of backlash, though,
I think, for that.
Yeah, there's a lot of backlash. I mean, it's not really cherished, but
enjoyed it, though.
Crap is. Like, I was so amped up about it, played it at Gen Con that you're like, this would be fun. Then I got
What's overrated? And my 15-year-old self is going to hate me for saying this, but the Metal Gear games are overrated.
Metal Gear, really?
Yeah.
They were pretty fun and innovating.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I won't say the first one, Metal Gear Solid, was, but I think they're kind of overrated. I don't really think they're fun at all.
What about the new one? Is that going to be overrated?
Which one?
The Phantom Pain.
Oh, it's overrated, I bet.
It's not even out yet. It's so overrated. Yeah, don't get it, guys. This is overrated.
It feels cheap. Yeah, it feels good to say something that's not coming out for 3 years is overrated.
That makes you feel real good about yourself.
Anyone that thought that the Metal Gear 4 was good is not right in the head, I don't think.
Yeah, I never played 4. I saw somebody play 4. I never played it myself.
You watched someone watch 4 because you mostly.
And I was watching cutscenes for like 40 minutes, I think.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I guess it's just because I'm getting older now. Like, I just don't have the patience for those kind of games.
I just want to play the game.
Because the Metal Gear is like the core gameplay loop. Like, you just feel like a fat kid playing hide and go seek.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of feel like after playing the I've probably said this a million times on the show, but after playing Arkham Asylum, like that kind of just ruined any kind of stealth game for me. Because you were just so powerful in that game, you know.
Yeah, you were.
Like you always felt like, you know, it was sneaking around, but you were always in control, and I thought that was like the right way to do that. The same for Mark and the Ninja was similar to stealth game.
So powerful while doing it.
Yeah. Western stealth, I think, is definitely where it's at. You can't really do the Japanese stealth anymore. Well, Pokemon's overrated. You know what? Actually, this is in my notes. Any game that came out on the 3DS in 2013 so far is overrated. Any of them. I'm sorry.
Fire Emblem is not overrated.
Like, everyone is like...
Get Fire Emblem. That's an amazing game. It's
I played
not
the demo, and I didn't. It wasn't for me. But, because, yeah. So it was last Christmas is when the 3DS finally started getting games, right? After almost 2 years.
It really hit its stride, I think.
Yeah, and now everyone is like, it's the best system ever. And it's like, guys, come on. Like, just because they put out a handful of games, you know, it's calmed down. It's not a Game Boy Advance, you know, yet. But
they got a lot of good games out on there. I think they're getting a lot more too.
Here's the thing: absolutely nothing for me though. Literally nothing that interests me.
Well, I can't. I don't like freaking handheld games.
Well, it's all RPGs though, for the most part. And it's like I don't want that. Sorry, that's what you're on this show for, you know.
Thank you.
But
elements now, folks.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't care about Paper Mario. I don't care about Fire Emblem. Luigi's Mansion wasn't that great. I don't want a sequel to that. Like, I don't know.
It's actually pretty fun, the sequel. I haven't beat it yet, though. I haven't really been playing it, though.
Oh, you have it?
Yeah, I have it.
Man, let me borrow it. I
have
it
on my
try
it. Installed. I got it from the eShop. It's downloaded on my 3DS.
Oh, I see what you did there. Nice.
I download stuff in my 3DS. I do the most overrated thing of all and download games from the shops.
So now you can't let me borrow games. Nice,
exactly.
Man. Thanks.
Well, you had to do that with Fire Emblem. You had to download the game because nobody had it. You had to download it and it was like, well, I don't feel like going out to the store right now. So I'm going to go ahead and download this.
I wonder if companies will like kind of purposely start doing that, like not shipping a lot to the store so that you'll just get the digital copy.
I wonder. I
could see that.
It could work. Drive up sales on their eShop, especially their same day digital. I think you'll see a lot more of that case. Or people mistakenly not shipping them at the right time, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so when is I'm trying to think, where are we? Are we done?
I got one last thing. The last two people that are things are overrated are us two for making these decisions. Don't listen to us when we come judging games. You know, it's kind of take it up to your heart and stuff. If you like the game, don't take us seriously then. This is just for the fun of it.
And yeah, like I said, it's not like we said they were bad. Well, I think we said some of them were bad.
Yeah, some were bad. Like the Call
if
of Duty.
If it was your favorite game, we probably didn't.
And if you like the Call of Duty, go ahead and like him, folks. Follow him on Twitter. He's on there. Caller of Duty, right?
I think so, yeah.
Follow him on there, folks.
That was a cheap shot, by the way, Sean. Taking a shot at that poor dog.
It's not a cheap shot, though. I think he's going to be the most overrated thing and freaking...
Nobody's going to like him. No one's going to be sincere But me, I'm sincere when I say that I like it.
I think you're going to have some people that are going to be sincere about it, man. You're not going to be the only one.
People do like dogs, so.
Yeah, so I don't think you're too sincere. People are, they're going to be empathetic for this dog, but, you know.
So you know how they have, the military also has dolphins that work for them? I hope they do like a dolphin in the next one.
A dolphin in the next one?
Yeah, call a dolphin.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be fun. All right, well, that's going to take us to the break, guys. We'll check you out after that.
An American tradition back when swing was in style.
Yeah, old-fashioned root beer.
America was still loving foamy, icy, cold dads, and the beat went on.
That's old-fashioned root beer.
Some things change, but Dash Real Root Beer Taste is better than ever. Enjoy an American tradition in regular or diet with 100% NutraSweet.
That's old-fashioned root beer.
Have you had it lately?
On today's episode of Phone Tap, the Game Buddy Funcast reenacts a phone conversation from May 21st, 2013 between Microsoft's president of interactive entertainment business, Don Matrick, and CEO of GameStop, J. Paul Raines. So, I didn't get to check out that stuff on the new Xbox One. Can you give me a lowdown on what happened today?
Well, who is this again? J. Paul Raines?
You know, GameStop, man. We've been hyping your stuff up, man.
Yeah, J. Paul Raines. Yeah, great. How is everything over there in the GameStop land?
Oh, everything's great, man. We're really excited for the new Xbox One to come out. We've been really pushing it with our clerks across the country, and we just can't wait until it comes out.
That's so great.
What do you tell me about this?
Well, did you by chance get to see our presser today in Seattle? No?
No, because I was busy doing, you know, I was having a meeting and I couldn't make it.
Okay. We're really excited about the future. The next gen is going to be really exciting. I think there's going to be a lot of changes, but I think that we're both going to really benefit from them. And Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
What have been your big breadwinners recently? Like, what have been the big money makers at GameStop?
We just had a meeting today. It's like our used game sales are through the roof. I mean, you already said to us, you know, way back when, a couple months ago, that we're good. We can sell used games. That's still on, right? We're still good on that.
Yes and no. We're going in a slightly different direction, I think.
Really?
It's going to be a little different. When you pay $60 for one of these games, you'll go home, you'll put the disc in your Xbox One.
Okay. I'm like, yeah, that
sounds. There's a mandatory install. But the good news is that you get to start the game while it's installing, and even better news is that you don't have to put the disc in ever again after that, and it's
really time. So I can get like instant returns on the games. You're telling me, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Like Little Billy will be able to, you know, give you $60 for one of our great titles, go home and install it, and then just take it back to the store. Yeah, you'll probably give him what, $10, and then you'll turn around and sell that for $5 cheaper. There is a slight catch to the way it's going to work, though. When you buy a used game, we're going to have a slight activation fee on that, and it's going to
It's going to be like $10, right?
We were thinking more along the lines of full price because
price. How do you expect to make a profit on full price? Nobody's going to buy that. Nobody's going to do that. Why in the world would you charge full price for a use, like, make them reinstall the game on it? It makes no sense to me.
They've secretly been putting a chemical agent into the Mountain Dews to where it turns out you could sell these kids on anything now. I mean, they're just complete zombies. Like, you know, they'll pay it. They'll pay whatever we say. And that's the beauty of it. So what do you think?
So,
you
feel a little... So-
let me get this straight. I'll get to make my $60 on the game, and you'll get to make about $120 on the game, and we're all square.
Absolutely. Isn't that great?
Sounds like a plan. All right.
Yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you and doing business with you.
All right, not a problem. I look forward to the future.
Absolutely. Only on Xbox One.
Welcome back, guys. We talked about most overrated and most underrated games. You know, we don't call that a wraps, but right now we have Eric with us.
Hello.
Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Hi. And John joined us.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, he joined us. And, we're just going to riff pretty much. This is going to be one giant riff track, you know. So hope you guys enjoy our shenangles of just us riffing on conventions and among other stuff. And deodorant. You know,
I have a feeling that this segment's really going to stink.
We did that.
Okay, actually, just on the side, I was going to say, like, I've been to a bunch of gaming conventions and anime conventions, and people always smell like shit. And I don't
They smell crazy,
it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Like
the Nathan Fillion PSA, the swamp ass PSA?
That sounds amazing.
Look up swamp ass PSA.
PSA?
Yeah.
What is that?
Public service announcement?
Oh, my bad. Yeah, no, seriously, though, like, I'm going to go to this anime convention coming up here in September. I'm not, like, really big into anime, but, you know, it's always kind of fun. I've been to a couple, and they fucking people just stinking. I don't know what it is, but I was like, I'm going to go next year as a big deodorant stick, like a big old spice, and, like, I'm going to chase people or something, you know?
Come here, you.
I thought that'd be a good video.
Dude, for our mascot, we should have like a deodorant stick.
Yeah.
With our logo on it.
Game Buddy Fun Stick. Yeah.
Game Buddy Fun Stick.
Fun Stick.
I've been to Gen Con a couple times, and see, after, like, what? You go on the second day, I tell you, it starts to smell pretty right.
We need to get to the bottom of this. Like,
I don't get it.
I know there's a lot of walking around. I know a lot of times these guys are just kind of like – they're kind of slumming it a lot of times, I would imagine, right?
Man. I don't get it. I don't
you
get
think
it.
They just didn't bathe before they showed?
They don't bathe ever. I think that's their lifestyle. Right.
Maybe. And I also know that they're wearing the same clothes the whole time.
Yeah.
Especially at Gen Con or something, like, I imagine a lot of these kids come off the bus or the plane and they didn't bring a change of underwear or anything.
Okay, I'm going to wear this the whole time. Yeah. I don't get it. Like, I mean, I used to give people like that a pass. I worked at a used game store and people would come in and they just reek. And I'm like, you know what? I don't know what their home life is like. Like, maybe this is all they have. They just play video games and like they don't really have a lot of money and they can't really afford to do whatever. Like, I guess bathe. I mean, I don't know. It's a big pass.
Water's expensive. Yeah.
I guess, but I mean, you know, like, I'm like, I don't know. Well, you know, maybe they don't have fucking soap in their house. I don't know.
Would you like to pre-order some
soap?
A shower?
Seriously, though. But like, you know, so I used to give people a pass, but then I start going to MAGFest and we're all staying in that same damn hotel. I know we all have access to showers and they come back the next day. I know it's the same person and they smell like shit. I'm like, bathe your fucking stanky body. I don't get it.
We should just like go to one of these cons and just make a little mini documentary about the topic we were just discussing and just go up to people and be like,
why don't you bathe?
What's going on here? Just curious. Like, what is this smell?
For real?
And what is it coming from? I mean, obviously I know what it's coming from, but like, what's the background on your whole
smell
style of smell?
You check out the video I linked in chat. It's the
PSA. Nice. All right. I got to check that out. But I know, seriously,
I don't get it. I mean, yeah, I'm always just like, oh my God, do I stink too? Like, cause I played a video game once. Do I stink? Like,
no, I stink.
Whenever someone else smells, I'm like, oh my God, is that me? Like, I get really self-conscious. Yeah.
Like, if I like games, does that make me a stinker? Public service announcement. Yeah. Bathe. You got to wash your ass. Okay. You got to wash your pits.
Wash those jelly rolls. Yeah.
This is perfect convention, you know, ethics right here.
You know, clean, maybe your face will clear up a bit, you know, like exfoliate, man.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being nerdy. There's nothing wrong with that. But you've got control over your scent.
I mean, I think like, man, if you're like a clean nerd, like that's pretty cool, man. Like
you're good to go.
You have that going for you. And you know, there's only so much someone could say about you if you're fresh, you know. Get fresh. Get a shirt that fits.
Yeah.
Go to show up to the con smelling like Old Spice or whatever, mm-hmm. and have a shirt that fits. Get a belt.
Yeah.
Get some, you know, some foams, get some new shoes, like,
see, nothing's styling, man. Worse than, like, that BO covered up with, like, Axe body spray. It, like, turns into something
That's what they do. That's what they do. They, like, throw on that Axe, and it's just, like, it's still there.
Get some Mitchum, man. Yeah. They need to get some Mitchum. Get some of that. Get some cologne. Just don't look like a piece of shit, like. And like you'll have a good time. Like,
and you can look as shitty as you want. I just don't want to smell you.
Yeah.
Like if I catch a whiff of hamburger stand and there's no hamburger stand in the place, you got a problem.
If you raise your arm up to reach something down from a shelf, yeah, and I smell White Castle.
Mm-mm.
Like
that's
you know impressive. maybe shave a little, like maybe like that crazy ass neck beard, like see what it looks like without it.
Apologies to anyone that doesn't smell good, but please smell good from here on out. Thank you.
What else really grinds our gears at conventions?
Smells. Oh wait, we said smells.
A costume that does not
suit. Urinals that are covered in pubic hair.
What was that, John? Gen Con last
year. Urinals that are littered with pubic hair.
Oh my god, that's a thing.
When I went to Gen Con the first time, it was here in Indianapolis. Like, it was the most disgusting bathrooms. Like, literally, there was like hair everywhere.
I am guessing that a lot of these guys are like living like they don't have money for a hotel room, and they're like washing their genitals in the sink.
That could happen. Yeah. let's assume that happens. But yeah, also. I hate when people have costumes that not fit them. Like last year, I went to Gen Con. I didn't go in because I didn't have the money to go at the time. But I saw this guy dressed as Ryu. He definitely did not look like a Ryu. It was some fat guy. He was like Fat Ryu. And it was kind of hilarious at the time. Because
Fat Ryu is a cool name. That'd be like a cool pimp name, I think. Fat Ryu.
I mean, I guess he was in a Tekken game, that new Tekken Tag Tournament too. But yeah, this guy was like Fat Ryu. It's like, wow. I've seen everything now. I don't even have to go into the convention now. I saw everything I wanted to see and got my amusement out of it.
Well, I just had an idea of how we can maybe get rid of the bad hygiene. Like, they just need to, like, Mitchum or you know, Dove or I don't know, like Old Spice, whoever. They just need to team up with, like, Blizzard to come out with, like – you know, like, you know, like they had the Mountain Dew, like the World of Warcraft Mountain Dew, like I think like a World of Warcraft speed stick or something like that. Or like a, I don't know. What else do these guys like?
Stay cool under pressure on those raids.
Ooh, a My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, Head and Shoulders.
Wow.
Like that. And it's like, boom.
It's everyone's like deodorant stick is like, like ponytail hair coming out of it.
It could have a little tail like on the stick, and the actual stick is like a rainbow or something.
Oh, that'd
be kind of cool.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
But boom. I mean, it's win-win. Like,
that's $1 million idea right there.
I think so.
I'm sold. Idea. I'm sold. I want a stick.
Like how you get people hooked though is you put them in like little grab bags, little swag bags and stuff at the convention. A little sample stick in there.
Yeah. I think we need to make a commercial for one of these products now.
Pony stick. Game Buddy Fun Stick. I like that better.
Yeah.
No, seriously, I was gonna
be our mascot, like, dude. I'm seriously, when I call it up on Tuesday, it's like, I changed my mind. I want a deodorant stick with our logo slapped on there. Like this cheesy grin and a mustache. It's gonna have a mustache, you know, like one of those like conquistador mustache type things. Or those old-timey, like, vintage twirly mustaches.
Nice. Villain stash.
Like he's a Dudley Do-Right villain.
Well, we need to come up with a shaving product that they would be interested in now. I mean, that's great because you have the razor, the shaving cream, and the aftershave. So that's like
have
money
the,
in the bank. Oh, I got it.
Razor,
I got
develop
it.
A razor. How about that?
A razor, but also like maybe Doctor Who shaving kit, like a steampunk shaving kit or something.
Nice.
They would love that. They'd feel so special when they're shaving their little buttery faces.
I'm just saying, like, what you could do, like, instead of, like, the razor, you could have, like, Cloud's sword from Final Fantasy VII.
That yeah. Just hack so it'd away be almost like hairs. A straight razor.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Be a little dangerous. I don't know if I trust a lot of these guys, but we'll have a guard on it.
Twice the size of your bodies, but yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we got.
Well, they could use it on their. They could use it on their shoulder hair too. Like,
hey, I have shoulder hair. Hey, nothing wrong with shoulder hair. I put deodorant on that.
I got a couple strands, little weird strands.
Yeah,
I always pluck.
Coming out of God knows where.
Well, that's gonna wrap us up for tonight, guys. Stick around for the Video Picture Game Hall of Fame after this. And we'll see you next time on the Game Buddy Funcast.
Hey, this is Adam from the Game Buddy Funcast. It's been a long console generation, and if your gaming setup is anything like mine, chances are you're in need of a new HDMI cable. Well, let me ask you this. Why spend $5 on a new cable when you could spend up to $500 on a brand new AudioQuest HDMI cable? Sure, it's sending over the exact same ones and zeros as those lesser brand cables, but the good people at AudioQuest have given their HDMI cables luxuriously named features like solid high-density insulation and solid 5% silver conductors that will make you feel like you're experiencing superior audio picture quality even though you're actually not. AudioQuest HDMI cables push sonic performance to new levels, but you don't have to take my word for it. Try one for yourself today, today, today.
So, yeah, I'm feeling a bit somber right now.
Why is that, Brosif?
Oh, the Knicks lost, as you might have known.
Oh, the Knicks. The Indiana Pacers. The bombs. Those Hicks.
It's ref screwed us over. But we're going to start this broadcast out to a little tribute to our good buddies, Carmelo, Stoudemire, and Smith, with the five-bell ring.
May your careers rest in peace. Hey, Brosif.
What's up, Brosif?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Welcome, everyone, to the Video Picture Game Hall of Fame. I'm your host, Brosif Lieberman, and I'm joined by my heterosexual partner, Brosif Gordon-Levitt. How are you, Brosif?
Doing okay.
You doing all right? That's great.
One day at a time.
Well, today we're going to be discussing the classic video picture game, Star Wars Kinect Party for the Sony Kinect. Do you remember that one, Brosif? I'm pretty sure
absolutely.
You do.
Absolutely.
It's wonderful. It's phenomenal. Well, this game, it's great because, like the old Star Wars games that, you know, we used to play back in the arcades back in, what was that, 1970? I don't know.
With dinosaurs here. Yeah.
So, what is it that makes this Star Wars game so much better than the ones from the past, like the ones we used to play in the arcade that looked like it was like on a submarine radar screen? Well, this one's great because you don't have to use the joystick. The joystick is your entire beautifully sculpted body that you work on in the gym day in and day out.
Now that's what truly. I'm talking about.
Star Trek Fit is a phenomenal workout.
Phenomenal.
It has all of your favorite characters, like Spock, Jean-Luc Picard. I'm pretty sure all the gay robots are in there. Not that there's anything wrong with that robotic persuasion. I've met a gay robot before. We didn't have any problems. I shook his hand.
From Queens.
So this game is phenomenal. Like I said, it's a workout game. So you're gonna get the kids up off the couch.
Get 2 or 3 hours a day. You know, we look pretty fit. Go to the clubs. You know, put on some lady friends, and
exactly
brewskis.
Absolutely, you know, I mean, just set this up in the front room, put on some sweats, get a protein shake, and you're gonna have a great time. And it's got all your favorite Star Trek characters in it.
Star Trek Fit is an amazing game.
Amazing, absolutely. I think it's probably my favorite Star Trek thing ever, right behind The Empire Strikes Back. I really, really like that movie.
Good movie. Good plot development. Check it out. We give this one the highest of ratings.
The highest regards.
Such awesome songs by all your popular singers in today's world. You got likes of Vanilla Ice.
I love Vanilla Ice.
Emma.
Vanilla Ice used to come to my gym. True story.
True story. I was there. We got a pitch. We got a 9x5 with them. So if you don't like that, well, still know what to tell you.
So in closing, Star Wars Kinect Party 4, the Sony Kinect, is a classic video picture game. That's my story. That's our story. We're sticking to it. We're out of here. It's getting in the summertime. We're going to go fire up the grill. We're going to throw on some steaks. You know, maybe just throw a carton of eggs on the grill. You know, get those popping. And we'll see you next week right here. Same time, same place. Rosef and Rosef, video game, picture game, Hall of Fame. And we're out of here.